Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Chamishi B'Shabbat, the fifth day of the week, and in the fifth Aliyah of the double Parasha Achrei Mot Kedoshim, we have 18 psukim. This Aliyah is the second and third Aliyot of Parashat Kedoshim when it is read independently. In this Aliyah, we have a continuation with many mitzvot. For example, we hear about the Isser to speak Lashon Hara. It's Asr to hate a fellow Jew, God forbid. We can't bear a grudge. Not to take revenge. We must rebuke somebody who is sinning. We hear in this Aliyah also about the Isser of Kilayim. We can't plant a field with two kinds of seeds. We can't wear clothing with shatnez, in other words, with wool and with linen, etc., etc. Many, many mitzvot, Baruch Hashem, in this Aliyah. One of the mitzvot in this Aliyah is a mitzvah that everybody knows. It comes in Perek Yud Tet, Pasuk Yud Chet, says the Torah, V'yahavta l'reyacha kamocha, you must love your friend as yourself. You must love a fellow Jew. It's a pasuk, it's a mitzvah that everybody knows. There's songs written about it. Rabbi Akiva tells us it's a klal gadol b'Torah. Many, many ideas on these words. Many, many things to think about on these words. I'd like to ask just a general question. It's a pretty well-known question. The question is this. Hashem is able, in quotes, to command us to do anything he wants. He can command us to put up a mezuzah. He can command us to shake a lulav. He can command us to wear tzitzis. But how can God ask us, command us, to perform an emotion? He can tell me to give tzedakah. He can tell me to help my friend. But how can God tell me, v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha, I don't love him? So, okay, I'll change my mind. I can't change my mind. How can God do that? Many, many mefarshim have asked this question. I'd like to share one idea that comes from the Rambam. I think it's my own idea, but I'm sure that somebody said it before me. If anybody listening has heard this idea or something like this, please WhatsApp me privately. I'd love to attribute this to the proper person. In any case, perhaps one can suggest the following idea. The Rambam Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, asks a very similar question when it comes to another mitzvah regarding another emotion. The Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim Perek Vav, Pasuk Hei, V'yahavta Eit Hashem Elokecha. We have an obligation to love Hashem. And again, the question can be, how? How can God command me to love Him? He can command me not to worship Avodah Zarah, God forbid. He can command me to daven, perhaps, but He can't command me to love Him. And says the Rambam in Hilchot Yesodei HaTorah Perek Bet Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says it's true. God cannot command us to have an emotion. What He can do, and what He does do, says the Rambam, is command us to perform certain actions so that I will come to love God. Says the Rambam, again, Yesodei HaTorah Perek Bet Halacha Aleph, V'heichi haderech la'avato v'yirato, says the Rambam. How do I get to love, says the Rambam, b'sha'a sheyitbonen ha'adam b'ma'asav u'bro'av ha'niflaim ha'gdolim v'yir'eh mehem chochmato she'en la'erech v'lo keitz miyad hu ohev u'mishabeach u'mfa'er, etc. Says the Rambam, how do I love God? I come to love God by thinking about and by talking about everything that God does. Look around the world. Look at nature. Look at the creation. Look what God has created. And we say, it's clear. Once we really put in enough effort, once we open our eyes and open our ears, there's no question that we will come to loving Hashem. The action is to talk about God's wisdom, to talk about God's kindness. The action is to think about God's creations, and then the emotion of loving God will follow. Perhaps one can suggest the exact same thing when it comes to V'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. Yes, there's a guy guy in shul. I don't like him. I don't love him. But you know what? You know the reason why I don't like him? Why I don't love him? Because I haven't thought about him enough. I haven't thought about how kind he is. I haven't thought about his talents. I haven't thought about his strengths. The only reason why I don't love somebody else is because I haven't given him a chance. It's because I haven't thought about him enough. I haven't talked about him enough. I haven't come to get to know him. Once I do that, of course, I will automatically come to V'ahavta le'echa kamocha. As a matter of fact, that's the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah in Hilchot Deot Perek Vav Halacha Gimel. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to love every single person, Shene'emar V'ahavta le'echa kamocha, and therefore says the Rambam, Lefikach tzarich lesaper bishvacho. I gotta think and talk about how great he is. Once I get to know him, the absolute next step is loving him. It's true about every single Jew. Our job for V'Yaflecha Kamocha is to pay attention to every Jew, and we will come to automatically love every Jew. Have a wonderful day, everyone.